The 82-game preseason is in the books, and it's finally time for the real season. Don't miss out on any of the NBA playoff action at DraftKings Sportsbook, an official sports betting partner of the NBA. From the play-in tournament through the finals, DraftKings Sportsbook has you covered with same-game parlays, live betting, odds boosts, and so much more. Download the DraftKings Sportsbook app and use code Ross. New customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets instantly. That's code Ross, only on DraftKings. The crown is yours. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER or visit www.1800gambler.net. In New York, call 877-8-HOPE-NY or text HOPE-NY-467-369. In Connecticut, help is available for problem gambling. Call 888-789-777 or visit ccpg.org. Please play responsibly. On behalf of Boot Hill Casino and Resort in Kansas, 21 plus, age varies by jurisdiction, void in Ontario. Bonus bets expire 168 hours after issuance. See dkng.com/football for eligibility and deposit restrictions, terms, and responsible gaming resources.
You're listening to DraftKings Network.
If you'd like to make your NFL games a little more interesting, you've come to the right place. It's the Even Money Podcast with Ross Tucker and Steve Fezzik.
Yeah, Vegas, baby, Vegas. It is the Even Money Podcast. We are presented by DraftKings Sportsbook. We are one of the top five NFL betting podcasts in the galaxy. Just Google it or check it out on Apple Podcasts or Spotify. You type in NFL betting, NFL gambling, we come up. Thank you. That's all you guys, really. You're the ones that either listen or check us out on videoyoutube.com/RossTuckerNFL. You can check me out on social media at RossTuckerNFL. I really do highly recommend you check out at RossTuckerPod, Twitter, Instagram, Facebook, because we really just post the two or three most notable clips from each show. Ross Tucker Football Podcast or the Fantasy Feast Podcast or the College Draft Show, whatever it is, or certainly this show, the clips that we think are the most notable. And it's a good way for you to sort of the Cliff Notes version if you didn't get a chance to listen or watch the whole show for whatever reason. The star of the show is Steve Fezzik. I make no bones about it. I think he's a living legend at Fezzik Sports and only at Fezzik Sports. Except no imposter. We've been doing this show for a long time. I have to actually look and see how long we've been doing it, but long time. Really, really enjoy it. Fun episode. By the way, next week, we still will have an episode on 4th of July. Now, we know a lot of you probably won't listen to it or watch it on 4th of July. That's fine. You don't have to. That's fine. Just listen to it or watch it at some point next week. It's a weekly show. But we will produce it on Tuesday because so goes on the DraftKings network. It's so cool, Steve, by the way. The other day, I have a Samsung TV, and I was flipping through the Samsung TV Plus stations, and I saw up there, 3 to 4 p.m. Eastern, Ross Tucker Football Podcast, Even Money Podcast. Like, it's cool to have a controller in your hand, and you're flipping through the guide, and you see that, like, your name and your show is on the TV guide. Right now we're on Samsung TV on the DraftKings network. Hopefully we'll get on some more platforms. Pretty cool, Steve.
Boy, what must it be like to be like Michael Douglas or Tom Cruise? Think about that. And everywhere you go, there you are, right?
You know, that's a great question. Like, if you're flipping through and you're Tom Cruise and, like, Top Gun's on, like, Lifetime or whatever – whatever channel, AMC, do you watch it or do you just keep going?
I would imagine you probably, I would think that he watches his movies more than the average person. Wouldn't you? Wouldn't you watch yourself like once every year?
I don't know. Because a lot of times, like, I don't love the sound of my own voice. Or, like, if I watch it, I'll get annoyed that, like, I say all the time or that I say like too much. So I don't know. And I especially wouldn't watch it if I think if I'm flipping the chairs, if I'm Tom Cruise and, like, have to deal with the commercials. Although I would watch it. Now, what I do a lot, I find myself putting a show like that on, either a sporting event or a movie, and I'm reading articles on my phone. It's kind of just like background, you know?
I do know, actually, and I was in one movie, Life on the Line, and I think I've watched it like 3 or 4 times, so there you go.
Wait, what's Life on the Line? What is it? You got to tell me this now.
John Netto, Teddy Covers. It documents, it's like a little over an hour. It documents bettors attempting to beat the books during the Super Bowl and their methodology.
Wow. Very cool. Almost as cool, Steve, as today's episode, which is awesome because we're going to get into our biggest season win total moves that we saw last week. We mentioned last week, Teddy Covers was coming out with his season win total bets, and that was going to move some of the win total markets. We'll dive into exactly what win totals moved and by how much. We'll also get your 4 best bets, Steve, at DraftKings for November because every line for every game is already up. And you also want to dive into some of the football contests that people should sign up for. Maybe we'll have time for an email later on in the show. We love your email questions. And you go right to the top of the line, by the way, if you ever take advantage of any of our sponsors, like, for example, DraftKings, where they've got best ball contests going on like crazy right now. This year, best ball on DraftKings, bigger than ever, $10 million in guaranteed cash prizes up for grabs for a limited time. You can join DraftKings' largest best ball contest ever. All you need to do is download the DraftKings app using code Ross, enter the DraftKings Best Ball Millionaire Contest, and snake draft your team for the season. Also, remember, listen or watch the Fantasy Feast podcast because we're doing our first best ball draft this week. I still haven't picked every contestant. So take advantage of any of the sponsors. Send it to me, ross@rosstucker.com. to get into the best ball draft with me and Joe Dolan. So basically, what are you waiting for? Head to the DraftKings app, sign up with code Ross, start playing best ball today, join the DraftKings $10 million best ball tournament, and you'll get your first entry back in DraftKings dollars only on DraftKings with code Ross. All right, speaking of DraftKings or any, Steve, of the different books out there, what did Teddy Covers bet on? What moved? Give me sort of the rundown. After we talked about it last week, I'm so curious.
Okay, well, I cannot disclose specifically what Teddy released because this is his season win report. It's one of the best things he does, and that is for purchase. That is available for people over at Wager Talk. However, I will go through a list of teams where the movement has been in the past 3 weeks, and some of these certainly will be lining up with what Teddy did indeed release.
All right, let's do it.
Yep. Let's go with optimism. Let's be positive. Let's talk about teams that are taking on money here, Ross. Seattle Seahawks, their total was 8.5. It is moving in towards 9. A lot of people feeling that Seattle could well be a division winner as well. They were 5-1. Earlier in the summer, so all the money's been on Seattle to win the division and Seattle over for season wins. I'm cautiously optimistic with that. I would tend to endorse that.
I'm actually surprised it's only 8.5. So when you say moving, how much moving?
So it was 8.5. I would call it 9 right now. So it has moved a full half game, yes.
Okay, it's not at 9. It's just the juice is significant enough that it's basically 9. Is that what you're saying?
Exactly. So if a team is 8.5 over minus 155, for instance, something around those lines, I just call it 9. Correct.
And why do they do that? Because they don't want to go to 9 because then people will start coming in on the under? I mean, they're not going to do that.
Actually, some books like to only deal half point numbers on season wins. And I apologize, I don't have the DraftKings season wins up in front right now. But I know DK likes to do that because they don't want pushes. They don't want to refund money. They want there to be wins and losses because if there's a push, everyone gets their money back and no one makes any money, including the book.
Yeah, nobody really likes a push.
They don't. They really don't.
I'm curious about this, Steve. I'd rather them do this. I'd rather them juice it up enough so it's really at 9 but that it's still not. It's still 8.5.
I don't think you're alone, and I think that's why we see more and more books gravitating towards half points whenever they can.
All right, cool. All right, give me another one.
Atlanta, over 8.5. You know, a month ago, the under was the clear favorite on the Falcons at 8.5, and now the over is the clear favorite. A lot of optimism about Atlanta stemming from their cupcake easy schedule, and the fact that maybe Ritter, as long as he can be a competent quarterback, that Atlanta can have a winning record.
Wow, I don't know about that one. I mean, that's putting a lot of faith in Ritter. I mean, I'm not so sure about that one.
Your thoughts? I agree. I am not confident Atlanta's going over, so I do not endorse that one.
Yeah, I can't do that. I'd rather do over 8.5 for Seattle than over 8.5 for Atlanta.
Exactly. Moving on, Baltimore, over 9.5. Whole lot of vig now. This one I do endorse. The feeling is that, you know, before Lamar got hurt last year, Baltimore was trending towards, you know, winning 2/3 of their games. Well-coached team with more weapons this year, over 9.5. I fully endorse that.
So if they're that well-coached, how did they blow that many leads last year, Steve?
You know, that is a great question, because when I watched Baltimore, it didn't seem like they became overly conservative, like some bad coaches would be, and just took the air out of the ball. It is a mystery why Baltimore was like 97% favorite, 93% favorite in several games and lost them outright.
The other thing I would say, Steve, is, look, I love the Ravens organization. I'm wearing purple right now as we're talking. I think they're a fantastic organization. I think John Harbaugh is a good coach. I'm not so sure, Steve, this we're going to throw the ball with Lamar Jackson more, and we're going to throw it to Odell Beckham Jr. and a rookie and Bateman. I'm not so sure that that makes them a better team. I mean, they had a lot of success doing what they were doing before, I felt like. Even those games they lost, they had big leads, put up points in those games. I would say I'm skeptical on Baltimore, and I would not fully endorse the over 9.5.
Very good. Moving on, next, Green Bay, 7.5 over. All the money's been coming in on the over. The feeling is, well, wait a minute. You know, Rodgers just wasn't very good last year. And how much of a downgrade is this to go to Jordan Love this year, and you still have – you know, a organization that is built on winning, and 7-8 does not seem to be an overly aggressive goal. So Green Bay over, I'm going to endorse this one as well.
I think they'll probably get to 8 wins. Obviously, it feels like Minnesota's taking a step back. I don't know how much of a step forward we're going to see from the Chicago Bears. I think the Lions are pretty good, but that there's a lot of unknown there with Jordan. I mean, it's basically a Jordan Love bet, right? I mean, you're basically betting Jordan Love and what you think he'll be able to do. I think hopefully he plays well so the Packers fans don't have to drink a ton of Labatt Blue Lights this year. They should anyway, by the way. It's absolutely delicious. I love it. That's what I'll be drinking at the beach this weekend. Some Labatt Blue Lights with my friends and family, living life to the power of we. Always enjoy responsibly. Beer, Labatt USA, Buffalo, New York.
All right, let's
do Steve, what's the next one you have in terms of season win total movement?
Yeah, let's do two more overs here. Indianapolis, 6.5, money on the over. I disagree with this. Everyone is so high on Richardson, and I got to see it, Ross. If you went back and took a look at rookie starting quarterbacks and how those teams have done, I don't have the exact numbers, but it has not been good. And their season win numbers have been low, and they haven't gotten there. I think this is irrational exuberance. But again, this is really about on how well Richardson's going to play.
Interesting. Okay.
And last one, Pittsburgh Steelers. Your Pittsburgh Steelers. Well, it'd be your Eagles, but, you know, you're in Pennsylvania. Optimism. Tomlin never has a losing season. It's at 8.5, so the bettors are betting the Steelers over. I cannot disagree.
Yeah, I'm surprised it's 8.5, but that's a rough division, Steve. with the Browns, the Ravens, the Bengals. That is a rough, rough division. They can't all get double-digit wins, right? That would surprise me. But the Steelers, yeah, I mean, it feels like if you just bet them to win more than they lose, you would have won a lot over the last 20 years.
No doubt at all. So those are the movers upwards. Let's do some movers downward. I'm going to selectively pick some. The 49ers, 11.5, bridge too far. Great roster. Who's going to quarterback? My goodness, you can't have a 11.5 team that doesn't have a good, even a proven quarterback, a healthy quarterback. So the bettors pounded San Fran under 11.5. I certainly agree. I'd still go under 11 at that number.
Wow. Okay. I tend to agree because I don't think Purdy's going to be ready week one.
New York Giants, 8, trending towards 7.5. Money has been on the under. You know, this one's interesting. I'm going to pass. I think Dable, very good coach, but I think Giants very fortunate last year as well. I'm neutral on the Giants.
Yeah, I mean, I guess I don't really see how they're worse than they were last year. I know they were fortunate in some games, but you have to ask yourself, are they going to be worse a quarterback with Daniel Jones? I mean, I would like to think year two in the system that Daniel Jones would be better. I like the addition of Waller. I think they're an 8 to 10 win team, somewhere in that range. I'd be surprised if they don't get to at least 8. So I don't agree with that one.
Rams, early in the summer, the Rams were as high as 7.5. Now money's been coming in under 6.5. Rams are an interesting team because their defense got completely gutted. They still should be able to score some points. If I had to, I would still lean under. I could see them just November, December. This team could start out okay, but I could see them completely just giving up on the season in the second half. So lean under, Rams.
I guess I'd be surprised if they had back-to-back really, really horrible seasons like that. We'll see, but if Stafford's healthy and playing, and Cooper Kupp's healthy and playing, and obviously they still have Aaron Donald and some of the guys on defense, I don't know. I feel like McVay will find a way to win 7 games.
And then one more, Washington football team, 6.5. They're betting under. You know, this is interesting. My first take was like, wow, if it gets to 6, I'm definitely going to go over. And then I'm like, is Sam Howell going to be a quarterback? Can I really like back a team with so much uncertainty at quarterback? I'm going to pass.
It's really hard. Like the Ridders, the Colts, the Atlanta Falcons with Desmond Ridder, the Colts, the Jordan Love. There's just such a small sample size for these guys. It's really hard to have a strong opinion one way or the other, but those are the ones that people are betting on. Those are the ones where there's variance or belief. Interesting. Most of the line movements is how much, Steve?
In previous years, I had seen bigger line moves. So now most of these have been about, I would say, 25, 30 cents. So if they started out minus $1.10, minus $1.15, now they're currently sitting, most of them are like minus $1.40.
All right, here we are June 27th. So talk to me about August 27th and how much these lines typically move by then, or if not much, because it's already been out and posted and Teddy covers and the schedule's out and all that.
Yeah, and there's other organizations and groups that, you know, periodically will release. I can tell you our mutual friend, the Hitman, for instance, likes the Giants under. So when he gives out the Giants under 8, it moves. So I know he liked the Cowboys over, just to throw two of the ones that he played, and that tends to move the market. But usually nothing's going on in the NFL. All of your NFL friends are on vacation, Ross. They're not going to be on your show. They're on a beach someplace for 2 weeks. And then they're going to be busy working, right? So
there's no question. All right, what about the November bets that you've made, Steve?
You know, let's talk DraftKings. And one thing that DraftKings does better than anybody, not only do they put up the games of the year for each and every game that you can bet on now, but they put up a spread and they put up a money line. And in general, DraftKings, their odds makers, bookmakers, believes there's some more uncertainty than normal. And this kind of makes sense. So when there's a favorite, they do a little bit lower on the money line than they would during the regular season. I think that that is an opportunity for us as sharp bettors to get cheap money lines. That's the theme. I'm going to play four cheap money lines November, first 2 weeks of November. Let's start, and I'll ask you each one if you agree. I have the Washington football team, whose season win might go as low as six. They're at New England. Now, New England's a 7.5 season win team, but New England has an extremely difficult schedule. They are much, much better than Washington. The line's 3.5. I hate laying 3.5. You hate laying 3.5. We're going to play the money line, minus 170, a cheap money line for that spread.
Yeah, I like that. With the Commanders, that game's in New England?
It is.
Yeah, I mean, listen, if the Patriots are losing home games to Sam Howell and the Commanders in November, Steve, there's going to be some really interesting conversations that need to be had.
And going with that cheap money line home team theme, let's move to the New Orleans Saints, a team that always has had a good home field advantage. They're hosting the Chicago Bears. They're -2.5, lay 15. I like that bet. But what I really like is the money line, minus 135, a very cheap money line. Saints are not losing to the Chicago Bears. That's a play that I made.
Okay. I'm higher on the Saints than other people are this year. I think they're going to get pretty solid quarterback play from Derek Carr. I like them to win that division.
Next play, 3 of 4. Buffalo is at Cincinnati. I like the Bengals. The Bengals are minus 115 on the money line. It's almost pick 'em. The Bengals are better. They're a better team. And they're home. They should not be minus 115. I'm on the Bengals.
I would agree. I mean, I don't know why that's a pick 'em. That surprises me. We just watched them play in the playoffs. The Bengals totally handled them. And even in the DeMar Hamlin game, you know, the Bengals were, I thought, playing better and the better team up until that point in the game.
The only thing I can think of is that the odds makers are using that Hamlin game as an anchor. And Buffalo, if you recall, was laying 2.5 at Cincinnati. I still can't understand why. And maybe they're looking at the spread in that game, saying, I don't want to move too much this year versus what it was last year. But I think that line was just wrong. One more, Atlanta at Arizona. Arizona's going to be bad. They're going to be really, really bad. I don't care if their quarterback's back. Atlanta is going to be in contention to win the division. So Falcons, minus 140, road favorite, really cheap money line, my fourth play.
Like it. I guess there's a chance Kyler Murray's back by then, but Arizona's sending out a lot of signals about 2024. And so you just wonder what their record will be or what their minds will be at that point. Whereas I do think, especially in the NFC South, Steve, Atlanta will still be in the mix at that point, right? Whereas Arizona, probably well behind the Niners and the Seahawks at that point. So I like that one as well. Love it, Steve. So you've already made these bets for September, October, November. I mean, do we have to do December at some point in July? Like, have you looked at December or is that too far away?
Yeah, we're going to do December soon. It's not too far away. Hey, can you send me some money? Because all these bets are like starting to tap into my betting reserves, if you will. When you start limit betting so many games, and remember, I'm doing this in college football also. Nothing is going to come in until, you know, week two, week three. Let's hope we win some of those. So my betting capital isn't completely inaction and depleted.
What football contest are we signing up for, Steve?
All right. We are waiting for now. We want an overlay. What's an overlay? That's where there's a guarantee and the book is putting up some of their own money. This happened last year at Circa. So Circa has two huge contests, the Circa Millions and the Circa Survivor. Now, all things being equal, I love the Westgate contest. That's the contest that I won twice. It used to be the biggest contest, but there's no overlay at the Westgate. Circa is guaranteeing $8 million on their Survivor contest, $6 million on Millions. You know, last year, there's only 4,700 entries. So if there's only 4,700 entries this year, you're going to get an overlay of like 15%. Of money that the book is just putting into the prize pool. How good is that? So Circa Millions is the one I'm targeting. You can enter it 5 times. If there's an overlay, those are the first 5 entries you should be putting in terms of a contest.
What do you mean overlay, Steve?
So Circa is a $6 million guarantee. If there's 6,000 people that enter in, then all the money that's being put into the contest, let's say everybody pushed and everybody tied, they'd all get their money back. But if there's only 5,000 people that entered, well, $5 million gets put in, but then $6 million gets paid out. So if everybody tied at the end of the year, everyone would get back $1,200 for their $1,000 entry fee. So just if you, you're getting a 20% overlay if only 5,000 people sign up.
Oh, so you're hoping that the less people, but they wouldn't set the number like that unless they knew they were going to get that many, right?
Nope. Derek Stevens is a guy that prides himself on giving the better a good deal. Old Vegas type of guy, $1.99 shrimp cocktail. Not that you'll find a $1.99 shrimp cocktail at the Circa, but the idea is give bettors a really, really good shake, a good deal, and your book will become their favorite book. So great job by Derek Stevens and his whole staff, Jeff Benson, etc.
Great job by you this week, Steve. Check him out on social media at Fezzik Sports. Already looking forward to our guest next week, one of Steve's buddies. We've been on fire with some of our guests recently. Got another one next week. Even if you don't listen or watch on 4th of July, make sure you check it out at some point. I think we're done here. Good luck, everybody. Hope you guys win some money this week.
Thanks for listening to the Even Money Podcast. Make sure to also subscribe to the Ross Tucker Football Podcast, The Fantasy Feast, Business of Sports, and The College Draft. All available at Apple Podcasts, RossTucker.com, or wherever podcasts can be found.